that happy and successful teenagers from all over the world have in common. Before we move into the habits, we're now going to move into part one, the setup. This will help give us the foundation for better understanding what the seven habits are. Let me start by explaining what habits really are. Habits are things that we repeatedly do, but most of the time we are hardly aware that we even have them. Now, some habits are good, such as the habit of regular exercise, planning ahead, and showing respect for others. Other habits are bad. You may have the habit of thinking negatively, for example, or feeling inferior and blaming others. And some habits don't really matter. Depending upon what they are, our habits will either make us or break us. Luckily, you are stronger than your habits. At any time, you can look yourself in the mirror and say, "Hey, I don't like that about myself." And you can exchange a bad habit for a better one. Not every idea in this program will work for you, but you don't have to be perfect to see results either. Just living some of the habits some of the time can help you experience changes in your life that you never thought possible. The seven habits can help you increase your self-confidence, define your values, and decide what's most important to you, and help you find that very important balance between your schooling, your work, your friends, and everything else that you're involved in. So what do you say? Make my day and keep listening. We'll now move into paradigms and principles. What you see is what you get. The following three statements were made many years ago. At the time they were said, they sounded intelligent, but with the passing of time, they sound idiotic. Kenneth Olson, the president and founder of Digital Equipment Corporation, or DEC, said in 1977, quote, "There is no reason for any individual to have a computer in their home." Decca Records, who rejected the Beatles in 1962, said, "We don't like their sound. Groups of guitars are on the way out." And listen to this one. Charles H. Duhigg, the U.S. Commissioner of Patents, said in 1899, if you can believe it, quote, "Everything that can be invented has been invented." Now, having heard these all-time stupid quotes, let me share with you some other statements made by real teens just like you. You've heard them before, and they are just as ridiculous as the quotes I just gave you. "No one in my family has ever gone to college. I'd be crazy to think that I could make it." Or, "It's no use. My stepdad and I will never get along. We're just way too different." Or, "She's so pretty, I'll bet she's a jerk." What do these two groups of statements have in common? First, they are all perceptions about the way things are. Second, they are all inaccurate or incomplete, even though the people who said them think that they're true. Another word for perceptions is paradigms. A paradigm is the way you see something. It's your point of view. And our paradigms are often way off the mark, and as a result, they create limitations. Think about the teen who believes that she can't get along with her stepdad. If that is her paradigm or her perception, is she ever likely to get along with him? Probably not, because that very belief will hold her back. Paradigms are like a pair of glasses. When you have incomplete paradigms about yourself, it's like wearing glasses with the wrong prescription. That lens affects how you see everything else. If you believe you're dumb, for example, that very belief will make you dumb. On the other hand, if you believe you're smart, that belief will cast a rosy hue on everything else you do and see. Now, if you have a stifling paradigm of yourself, how can you improve it? One way that I've found that helps is to spend time with someone who believes in you, someone who builds you up. Growing up, my mom always believed in me, especially when I doubted myself. She was always saying stuff like, "Sean, of course you should run for class president." And, "Sean, ask her out. I'm sure she would just die to go out with you." Whenever I needed to be affirmed, I'd talk to my mom, and she'd help me wipe my glasses clean. Ask any successful person, and most will tell you that they had a person who believed in them. It only takes one person, and it doesn't really matter who it is. Don't be afraid to lean upon this person and to get nourished by them. Go to them for advice. Try to see yourself the way they see you. We have paradigms not only about ourselves, but also about other people.